Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. So it was a special game to end a special tournament. Sunday's World Cup final between France and Croatia encapsulated everything that made this tournament so outstanding. They combined to provide a riveting game of football, one that had everything a neutral fan could hope for, and in the end, France etched their names in the history books once more. The final was a special occasion from the start. So often, these games are played with tension and caution. The weight of the occasion can get the best of even the very top players, and this has in the past led to some less than exciting finals being played. The fact that this is the first World Cup since 2002 that didn't go into extra time is testament to that. There was no such caution in this match, however. The 6 goals scored on Sunday equal the total scored in the last 4 World Cup finals combined, and really was a perfect match to end the tournament on. It was not so much the quantity of goals as it was the manner of them. Some of the defining features of this World Cup have been the introduction of VAR, the number of penalties awarded, and the number of own goals scored. So it was extremely fitting that all 3 were showcased at the Luzhniki Stadium on Sunday. Mario Mandzukic, scorer of the extra time winner against England in the semi-final, opened the scoring this time around, unfortunately heading the ball into his own net that provided France with an early lead. 12 own goals during this World Cup is double what any other player was able to achieve, with Harry Kane of England winning the Golden Boot with 6. Croatia were in this game for far longer than the result might suggest, however. Even Perisic, the other goal scorer from the semi-final matchup, provided a moment of brilliance minutes later to draw Croatia level. A left-footed drive from the edge of the area gave Hugo Lloris no chance, and at that point it really seemed like this game would be back and forth affair. Then, VAR reared its ugly head once more. The ball struck even Perisic's arm in the box from a corner, and after much deliberation, the referee decided there was enough evidence to award a penalty. There'll be no definitive consensus from fans on whether the handball constituted a penalty or not. The hand was up and the ball clearly struck it, but it certainly wasn't deliberate, and it was certainly a harsh decision to award given the magnitude of the match and how the game was progressing. It meant that France went into half-time 2-1 ahead, and the penalty decision clearly deflated the Croatians, who up to that point had really held their own. The second half was an entirely different story, however, and the game was effectively put to bed at the 65-minute mark. Paul Pogba, the often criticised midfielder, curled a shot into the net from the edge of the area to double France's lead, before Kylian Mbappe, the World Cup golden boy, effectively killed off Croatia's chances with a low drive into the bottom corner 6 minutes later. Hugo Lloris, France's goalkeeper and captain, decided to make things interesting with a perplexing error that gifted Croatia one back, but it didn't provide the spark needed to ignite what would have been the greatest comeback in World Cup history. The Croatians did look a bit tired. A tired narrative, maybe, but they did end up playing a full 90 minutes more than France over the course of the World Cup, and given how taxing these games are, especially considering that the end of the domestic season, it really was only a matter of time before tiredness caught up with them. They did, however, control 61% of the possession throughout the game, but they just couldn't create enough opportunities in which to create chances. What chances they did create were mostly spurned by poor finishing, with the majority of their shots missing the target by some distance. So Croatia fell at the last hurdle, but they made their whole country proud in the process. After struggling to even qualify, very few would have been pegged to make it all the way. But France proved to be an entirely different monster to the likes of England, Denmark and Russia. They showed their quality from start to finish, and although they never really set the tournament alight, their ruthless efficiency was enough to see them to victory. France now have the opportunity to build something truly special. The core of this squad is still exceptionally young, and they have the chance to dominate international football. They've proven that Russia 2018 wasn't too soon for them, as some had suggested, and they'll go into the next World Cup in Qatar as clear favourites, as this team are only going to get better. For the Hamilton Spectator, this has been David Lewis.